More evidence of the inhumane treatment of Syrian civilians at the hands of the Western-backed insurgents. Take a look at these fresh footage allegedly showing members of the so-called Free Syrian Army torturing members of a family. Meanwhile, Syrian government forces continue to clash with insurgents in different parts of Syria. The army confronted the insurgents in Mansoura and Al-Utaybah regions near the capital Damascus. The army has also managed to push back the insurgents in Tel Hassal town, east of the Aleppo airport. The foreign-backed insurgency in Syria continues amid a lack of international condemnation of the crimes committed against the Syrian people. From Dubai, I'm joined by Mimi Al-Laham, Syrian activist and political commentator. Welcome to the program, ma'am. Ms. Laham, more and more footage emerges of these Free Syrian Army members torturing civilians. It's kind of ironic, but how much does this work to their disadvantage, as well as portraying a bad image of the ones who support them, that is the US and its allies?
You said the very correct word, irony. That's so ironic that the West is painting this insurgency as a democratic struggles for change and against human rights violations, when they are responsible for even worse human rights violations. You know, what is Syria going to achieve from all these deaths in the last 2 years? It's going to create a failed state that is going to be even more tutorial and torturing prisoners. And, you know, this as propaganda for the rebels within Syria. People have already realized the nature of the insurgency. However, I'm quite sure that the Western media is going to try to suppress this information, this video in particular. I'm sure that YouTube is going to pull it down as well. And, you know, this scenario where the U.S. puts into power a state that is even more worse in its human rights record, repeated from the scenario that we saw in Iraq, when the regime that they installed was responsible for the worst torture we saw in the war, and the Americans themselves were responsible for that torture in Abu Ghraib.
And so with this trend continuing, how do you see the future for the Free Syrian Army?
I think that their support base is definitely dwindling, especially in the towns that they occupy, because they are now quite obviously picking on sects. And in that video that you showed, I know that the torturer said, "Who is your God?" and was satisfied when the answer was Allah. And I question, you know, as many Syrians question, how these people have the right to call themselves Muslims and under what Islamic verdict they think that torturing prisoners is okay. No Syrian who is really Syrian has heard of such a thing.
And as a Syrian outside Syria, how much support does the Syrian administration have among Syrian expats, and how do they view the situation going on in Syria?
Well, I can see from the number of protests that have been pro-government around the world, in Canada and Australia, that the majority of expatriate Syrians are in support of the government, especially since many of them are of minorities, such as the Christian sect, but also there are many Sunnis as well. I know that the West tries to portray this as a sectarian war, but really the expatriate Syrians on the whole are pro-government. There are, though, those expatriate Syrians are in exile that the U.S. has tried to use to include into the puppet government that's going to hoping by the West to replace Assad.
Indeed. We'll leave it there for the time. Many thanks to Mimi Laham, Syrian activist and political commentator from Dubai.